Shalom, אנחנו נקרא את המאמר.
Hello, we're going to read the article concerning the importance of friends. You can find it in the writings of Rabash, volume 2, page 78. You can send questions to CAP TV and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Rav Lightman.
The importance of spirituality. As much as sometimes it rises or falls in our eyes, ultimately it's expressed in our attitude towards the society. Because that's the building of the kli. And because it's against our egoistic desire, against our nature, it all erased. It drops off and we have to establish it every day anew. And we have to be happy about it. Because we're starting fresh every day, we are adding to what we had. Since if we was in the height of the day before and the day before that and the day before that, we would never be able to hold on to it. So specifically, when I forget and I lost the importance of yesterday, I lost the importance of the friends and the attitude towards the society and the work, begin from zero, even from total rejection. And it's actually easy. It's easier. I make efforts as if every day they should be as new in your eyes. I begin from the rejection. I don't want it. But it accumulates to the work that I've done yesterday until today. So we have to understand that we have a great deal of help from above. We don't have to develop love, tendency for connection, for the unity of the society over the height of yesterday, rather on above zero, even rejection. And they add onto it. This is the meaning of each penny is added to a great sum. This is the meaning of going into the king's treasury and filling up that tiny box, and when we come out, the king's guards kick us, the box falls over and is emptied, and I once again have nothing in my hands. So you have to remember that when we start from zero, it's not really zero. We start from a new degree, and we keep adding and adding each and every day. So whatever we had yesterday, we cannot remain in yesterday's excitement. That's why we have day and night and all those changes in our states. And we have to be grateful for it and try to add each day until they will be as new in your eyes, truly. So let's go to this article.
Concerning the importance of the friends in a society and how to appreciate them, meaning with which kind of importance everyone should regard his friend. Common sense dictates that if one regards one's friend as being at a lower degree than one's own, he will want to teach him how to behave more virtuously than the qualities he has. Hence, he cannot be his friend. He can take the friend as a student, but not as a friend. And if one sees one's friend as being at a higher degree than his own, and sees that he can acquire good qualities from him, then he can be his Rav, but not his friend. his teacher, but not his friend. This means that precisely when one sees one's friend as being at an equal degree to one's own, one can accept the other as a friend and bond with him. This is so because a friend means that both parties are in the same state. This is what common sense dictates. In other words, they have the same views and thus decide to bond. Then both of them act towards the goal that they both wish to achieve. It is like two like-minded friends who are doing business together to achieve a profit. In that situation, they feel that they have equal powers. But should one of them feel that he is more competent than the other, he will not want to accept him as an equal partner. Instead, they would create a proportional partnership according to the strength and qualities that one has above the other. In that state, the partnership is a 33 or 25% partnership, and it cannot be said that they are equal in the business. But with love of friends, when friends bond to create unity among them, it explicitly means that they are equal. This is called unity. For example, if they do business together and say that the profits will not be distributed equally, is this called unity? Clearly, a business of love of friends should be when all the profits and possessions that the love of friends yields will be equally controlled by them. They should not hide or conceal from one another, but everything will be with love, friendship, truthfulness, and peace. But in the essay, A Speech for the Completion of the Zohar, it is written, the measure of the greatness comes under two conditions. One, to always listen and receive the appreciation of society to the extent of their greatness. Two, the environment should be great. As it is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. To accept the first condition, each student must feel that he is the smallest among the friends. And then he will be able to receive the appreciation of the greatness from everyone. This is so because the greater one cannot receive from the smaller one, much less be impressed by his words. Only the lower one is impressed by the appreciation of the greater one. And for the second condition, each student must extol each friend's merit as though he were the greatest in the generation. Then the environment will affect him as a great environment should, since quality is more important than quantity. It follows that in the matter of love of friends, they help each other. Meaning, it is enough for everyone to regard his friend as being of the same degree as his own. But because everyone should learn from his friends, there is the issue of Rav, teacher, and disciple. For this reason, he should consider the friends as greater than himself. But how can one consider one's friend greater than himself when he can see that his own merits are greater than his friend's? That he is more talented and has better natural qualities? There are two ways to understand this. One, he's going with faith above reason. Once he has chosen him as a friend, he appreciates him above reason. Two, this is more natural, within reason. If he has decided to accept the other as a friend and works on himself to love him, then it is natural with love to see only good things. And even though there are bad things in one's friend, he cannot see them. As it is written, love covers all transgressions. We can see that a person may see faults in his neighbor's children, but not in his own. And when someone mentions some faults in his children, he immediately resists his friend and begins to declare his children's merits. And the question is, which is the truth? After all, there are merits to his children, and hence he is upset when others speak of his children. The thing is this, as I had heard from my father. Indeed, each person has advantages and disadvantages. And both the neighbor and the father are telling the truth. But the neighbor does not treat the other's children like a father to his children, since he does not have the same love for the children as the father does. Hence, when he considers the other's children, he sees only the children's faults, since this gives him more pleasure. This is because he can show that he is more virtuous than the other because his own children are better. For this reason, he sees only the other's faults. What he sees is true, but he sees only things he enjoys. But the father, too, sees only the truth, except that he regards only the good things that his children have. He does not see his children's faults, since it gives him no pleasure. Hence, he is saying the truth about what he sees in his children. And because he regards only the things that can please him, he sees only the virtues. It turns out that if one has love of friends, the rule in love is that you want to see the friend's merits and not their faults. Hence, if one sees some fault in one's friend, it is not a sign that his friend is at fault, but that the seer is at fault, meaning that because his love of friends is flawed, he sees faults in his friend. Therefore, now he should not see to his friend's correction. Rather, he himself needs correction. It follows from the above said that he should not see to the correction of his friend's faults, which he sees in his friend, but he himself needs to correct the flaw he has created in the love of friends. And when he corrects himself, he will see only his friend's merits and not his faults.
Shilot.
Questions?
No, PT 10.
PT 10.
Alma ben adam mevakesh tikun.
What does a person ask correction for?
For not being able to appreciate the friends above everything. For not appreciating the friends, the group, as a spiritual system that only that system exists before him as a demonstration of the upper world. You don't have in our world, if you look at what's happening all around you, there is nothing in this world from the Creator, from spirituality, from the upper world, nothing. What do you have? If I'm included in the group, and I begin to digest its importance, how it was given to me as a system from above, and I can be integrated in it, then I feel that I am seemingly in a state where from above, from the spiritual world, a special instrument came down on me. And if I'll enter into this instrument, this chariot, let's say, Merkava, this chariot will lift me to a higher degree to the spiritual world. And the more I appreciate it, this Merkava comes to me from the world of itself, the highest degree.
And
what I now want is only to cancel before them, integrate in them, enter this chariot, and then it begins to rise. If I appreciate what's before me in this way, I need nothing else. Nothing else. There's also nothing else in this world. In our world, there's nothing of the spiritual world except for the group. And as hard as it is for me to subjugate myself in the group, to lower my head, to bend down, and as difficult as it is, it means I will have a very big ascent thanks to them. Hebrew 10.
What does Balasulam mean by the example that he says that the father who loves his son sees only good things in him? Is this faith below reason if I see only things that I enjoy and the rest I don't want to see?
We
need to think. And fix your microphone so it won't sound like from a barrel.
PT 31.
How do we come to a state of equality in the 10 when there are friends who come to the morning lesson every day and some friends still can't come to the lesson every day?
You have to try and help them out as much as possible. But ultimately, if they don't show up, then use what you have.
So
they're not participating in that ascent.
But according to the article, it means that should we see them as below us, above us, equal? How should we relate to it?
We don't have to relate to them, but only to those who are in the 10. If you have those that decide to show up once, twice a week to the 10, and the rest of the time, no, without a serious justification, something that is beyond their control, then we can't consider them as true friends, rather as add-ons. Helpers, not more than that. We need to remember to pull them in as much as possible, but see it as an extra effort, as a burden on society.
Latin 1. Lo shumim.
Yeah. Rab, buenos días.
Buenos días.
Hay forma, Rab, de no caer en esto de dañar el amor de los
amigos? Is there a way not to fall, not to condemn the friends?
No. Tamid, tamid, anachnu.
No.
Nigale.
We always discover our negative attitude towards the friends. This is the revelation of the evil inclination. And what else should the evil inclination reveal itself? We learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah that we only have the evil inclination, and we need to turn it into the good inclination. Where do we do it? Only in the society. Oh, everything else is just not taken into consideration. Only if it works towards connection, towards love thy friend as yourself, and then love the Lord your God. Love your friend as yourself is expressed in my attitude towards the friends. So it turns out that the society is that framework in which I must annul myself and raise the importance of society above me. Only this is important to me. Because, as I said before, from the entire spiritual world, that's the only thing I have before me is a spiritual chariot, a spiritual system, spiritual partsuf, my soul, only that, the society.
בסדר? טוב. איתפו.
Buongiorno Rav, ma noi dobbiamo cercare di correggere le correzioni che vediamo negli amici.
Should we correct the corrections we see in the friends?
We need to correct those corrections that we see in ourselves. Until our friends appear to us as complete righteous, interconnected society on the level of the world and so forth.
Germany.
Question from a friend of my 10. How does one correct the flaw which one sees in the other in oneself?
איך אדם מתקן את הפגם שהוא רואה באחר ובעצמו?
זה על ידי אותם
This is done
חוקים
using those laws that Rabash is writing about, which we need to insert into the society, into the ten. אנחנו מתקדמים לרוחניות. By that we advance towards spirituality. And there's nothing else besides that. Only the connection between the friends. Chelyabinsk.
Что заставляет нас ценить и любить товарищей?
What forces us to appreciate and love the friends?
What obligates me to love the friends and appreciate their friends, the importance is that through them I come to a state where I come closer to the Creator, I delight Him, I reach the purpose of creation. I have no other way of performing spiritual action only among the friends, with them and with their help, bring myself to the state of love thy friend as yourself, and from there love the Lord your God, and by that I do everything in the spiritual world. By that I raise myself up the spiritual ladder. Half of the ladder is love the friend as yourself until the degree of Bina, and from Bina to Keter it's love the Lord your God.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
To come to correction, Should all the friends do this action of seeing the friends as greater than themselves simultaneously?
I don't know. Friends yes, friends no. It all depends on my attitude towards them. Yes, your responsibility is on you only, each judging according to his own flaws, Azerbaijan.
Спасибо, Раф. Вопрос такой. Если мы видим товарища...
Thank you, Raf. The question is this.
Можно ли тогда...
If we see the friends is corrected,
ради себя,
is it possible in that case to ask the Creator for myself to correct my perception?
Yes, but what do you have to correct if you see them corrected? So you seemingly have nothing to correct. You just need to add in helping them.
Vediamo poco. Ma qual è il nostro atteggiamento quando questi amici comunque vogliono?
What is our relation? When the friends want annulment on our part.
I don't understand, Hanoch. Repeat.
We couldn't hear the first part of the question. He should repeat himself. The friends who participate a little bit, when they come and participate, they expect us to annul before them. What is our correct relation toward them?
We will need to love everyone. What do you mean? The attitude towards them is like towards the Creator. All in all, and short and to the point. Turkey 3.
A question from Maitan. How can we see all the friends equal if there are some experienced ones and there are some new ones?
I don't
know. I only know one thing. I need to reach with them a circular system, whole, complete. In this system, there are no small ones, big ones, everyone is equal. Of course, each one has different qualities, different work to do inside the ten, but we're all equal as one. Because ten is like one. The spiritual unit includes ten, not more, no less. So they're all equal in my eyes. If someone is missing or someone is not going to do their work in wholeness, then the whole ten suffers. And the whole ten is considered to be blemished, not just the one, because it's possible that they didn't support him properly and help him arrange himself so that he will participate with them.
When a friend
no
waiting for the red mark.
Yes.
When a friend annuls before the ten, you can feel him. The whole ten feels him. Everyone's happy. Everyone is jealous. We feel shame. We want to be like him. But when a friend patronizes the ten, how do we relate to it? Because at the time of anger and ego, how do you relate to that? Toward the ten, not toward me. This is how we see it.
He is bringing the ten coarseness, and the ten has to work with it. Because specifically, by overcoming his coarseness, by accepting him, by compensating in his place for what he cannot do, annuls itself even more. By that, it also rises. So he's helping negatively. And don't forget that behind every friend stands the Creator.
Latin 5.
Shalom Rav. ¿Cómo sentir amor?
Hello, Rav.
Cuando el ego me muestra que ellos no quieren.
How can you feel love for the friends when the ego proves to you that they don't want connection?
And you should continue to carry them by yourself and believe you have a great reward waiting and you have to help them, and this is something the Creator is giving you. You and the Creator will carry all these other lazy friends. You'll have an even tighter connection with the Creator.
Mac.
How can we be equal and friends feel that the friends are above me simultaneously?
You have to see ourselves greater than the friends in order to help them. We need to see ourselves less, lower than the friends in order to annul towards them. Otherwise we will never grow up. And we need to see ourselves equals with the friends, because only in equality we reach the corrected vessel. So this and this and that, for each one of those things there is a special work and you have to be in it.
Kiev 1. Yeah, dear teacher. Here he is describing the love among the friends as a means for the perception of reality. What is the love between us?
Love means that I'm willing to be in place of the friend in anything and everything that he needs to do. Like a mother with respect to her baby. She can protect him. She can do anything and everything for him. We should learn from life. On the beastly level, you can learn from that towards the spiritual level.
Есть еще, вот вы описали еще вот эту колесницу, которая поднимает нас. Вот группа.
There is. You described this process that elevates us.
Ассирия и кшура.
If the ten is connected in mutual, it becomes a chariot merkava. And then it's like a kind of flying saucer. It raises all the friends to a spiritual degree. The moment they can connect between them in mind and in heart and soul, even the smallest degree, but nevertheless to be connected, they can already feel it raising them to a spiritual degree because they're already in this mutual bestowal or influence. And that's how you come to the first degree in spirituality.
Jerusalem.
Shalom lekulam.
Hello everyone. What does it mean in the beginning of the article where he writes concerning the importance of friends who are in the society?
I don't understand the question.
In the beginning of the article, he writes concerning the importance of the friends in the society. What does it mean? Are the friends who are outside the society?
No, outside the society, they are not friends.
So what does it mean in the society?
Otherwise, they're not friends.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1. Oh wait, we had them already. Tel Aviv 2.
In what
Are the friends equal?
The friends are equal because each one annuls himself towards the others.
Ashkelon 2.
Ashkelon 2.
Rav. Rabash mitar poshtim matzavim she...
Rabash describes two states that the friend is like a Rav, meaning greater than you, then a state where you see them as small. And in the end, he says that you have to be equal. Those two states, are they proper? He says how it should be.
You need to see the friend greater than you, and if he is greater, you learn from him all the laws of society. And when he is smaller than you, it depends on you to add forces to him to keep those laws, and by that you connect in an equal degree. Florida?
I wanted to ask, when I see my faults as if they are in the friends, at the same time I see even greater importance in the friends, because they show me my deficiencies. Is this correct?
Galil West.
Yes. Galil West.
Galil West.
Rav,
Rav, what is a flaw in the spiritual work? Rav, when you lower the friend in your eyes, PT 18. When they say, see the greatness of the friends and annul before the friends, I understand. But what does it mean, love covers all crimes? Rav, when you have to come to a state where all your crimes, when you lower the friends in your eyes, now you will elevate them above the highest level. Question, what crimes is this about? I can't understand.
Crimes. Egoistic desires that you see them not in the right height. They seem blemished. These are called your transgressions, your crimes. Moscow
4.
A friend is asking, what external and internal activities should one do when he sees the friend is lower than himself?
He needs to try and see him greater. The Creator wants this friend. The Creator brought this friend to him specifically so he could appreciate him and raise him in his eyes to an even higher degree. It's not just a friend. We need to see in each and every friend in the Creator's game with us, with me, how I relate to each and every one. It's not that I relate to him like this. It's the Creator who's playing me to relate to this person with derision or appreciation and so on and so forth. The Creator's doing it, so I am not just alone with a friend. I and the friend and the Creator between us. And I then need to arrange all three of us that by my attitude toward the friend, I organize my attitude towards the Creator.
In addition, what actions, what should a friend do if he sees the friend is higher than himself?
When I see the friend higher than me, it gives me an opportunity to cleave to him and to be grateful to the Creator for sending me such help as that friend.
איפה יש לנו אלו שעוד לא היו? USA Midwest.
How does one nullify themselves completely toward the friends? 100%.
איך?
How?
אני לא יודע. אני לא יודע איך.
I don't know. I don't know how. He needs to look for it. He needs to look for how to annul himself towards a friend. In the 10, you constantly have such relationship. And that's what the friends need to increase and develop. There's nothing to do.
Quando facciamo un lavoro spirituale noi?
When are we doing spiritual work? When we see the friend's merits above reason, or when we see the friend's merits within reason?
It's
recommended, and he writes about it in the social writings, it's recommended that the friend would be greater in my eyes, but within reason. Kiev 2.
Скажите, а есть ощущение, что десятка видит товарищей исправленными?
There's a feeling that the 10 sees the friends as corrected. What efforts should we add?
To connect together and to the Creator. Very simple. Try to connect between you to such an extent that you'd feel that from this moment on, all that's left is from our common heart to turn to the Creator. We're to connect to such an extent that we'd feel inside ourselves a place for the revelation of the Creator. If you say 10 is corrected. PT 17.
Yes. If the friend awakens envy in me, does that mean that he also awakens me to love him more? Is this called annulling before the friend and thanking the Creator for the opportunity?
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you annul yourself. You need to annul yourself and thank the Creator. That's right.
Thank you.
Mac VG2.
Good morning, Rav. Rav Ash writes that every flaw seeing the friend is a flaw in my love for him. But you said that every flaw, every disruption in connection, we have to bring it up in the 10 and scrutinize. But what's to scrutinize if the flaw is in me?
Together with the 10, you should try to raise that flaw to connection. And don't think that it's only yours. If this is how you feel, it means that each and every other 10 is suffering.
PT 25. The states of being great or small toward the 10, are they states I have to awaken by myself, or is this something the Creator gives me?
I can also criticize my attitude to the society and when to do it. It's not important, it's all up to me, but all attitude towards society is really the foundation of the beginning of the spiritual action.
And the act we do in this greatness or smallness toward the 10, is it with the intention to reach equality? It's with the intention to reach equivalence with the Creator, the good with the Creator.
Yes, PT2.
Great, small, and equal. Should they be simultaneous?
This cannot be, but instead of those three states come the feeling of connection in one heart.
A spirituality is in several dimensions that you can't grasp on the corporeal level? Yes, but we come to a state where connection shows me that I'm in these three states both simultaneously and in balance.
Is there a possibility to ask about your introduction from before we started to read, the beginning of the lesson?
Yes.
You said that every day we start anew, and this is really helping us. It makes it easier.
A new ascent. Well, it's written, there should be new in your eyes.
Now, you said that it's helped because it's easier. Each day I'm doing a little job that I have to start from zero.
Correct.
But sometimes it feels the opposite, that, well, I did some work yesterday, I'm starting today from nothing.
Why should I care? Why should I care if I did a good job yesterday and I succeeded? Should I continue it today? It should be new. Whatever the Creator gives is according to the order, and it's all for the best. That's what I was emphasizing, that the small work He's given me today actually elevates me onward. And this is why I mustn't think that, again, I'm starting from zero, it's all erased. It's not erased. It's continuing. Yes, Shai?
But in the example of the king that kicks the gold out of the hands of the one who comes to collect the treasure, the one who's trying to extract the gold doesn't know that it accumulates somewhere.
Why should I care if my box is kicked and it all spills out? If I did this according to the Creator's command, I don't look at how much I have in the box, because I want to do this above reason, in bestowal, so that every time I bestow more. In small bits, small portions, I bestow upon the Creator more and more. And each time it gets spilled out more and more. But I understand, well, that's exactly my introduction to the lesson, to the article. But I understand by this that each time I am given an opportunity to work in a new way. Because I can't work in adding more and more each time. I don't have such a big glee, such a masach, such a screen where I can say that I don't care what I had, I'm continuing. So only in this way, a bit more and a bit more and a bit more. They should be new in your eyes. And then, in faith above reason, in this small overcoming that I do now, I should look at today, not at my history and what happened then. This is why they should be new in your eyes. So I am doing this only today, and what I do today will be. So I should see what is done today. This is very important. And then our work will be complete and clean. There are many things here that are connected to that. Think about it, and we'll talk about it some more.
PT 32.
It turns out that we argue between us sometimes, and that's what's specifically advancing the connection. Meaning the blemish in love of friends is what advanced us and brought us to greater love of friends.
Of course. Of course. Ita too.
Buongiorno Rav. Oggi, quando vedo il difetto del mio amico, è più corretto pensare che quello
today,
il mio
when I see the blemish, the flaw in my friend, is it more correct to think that this is my deficiency, my flaw, or is it the deficiency in the ten?
Of course it's my deficiency. The question is, to what extent am I seeing this? Now, a general question, a workshop. What really is the importance of the friends? How can we appreciate the friends truthfully according to the true appreciation that we should have for them? Go ahead, everyone speaks.
The friends are everything. They're the scale, the laboratory. Through the friends specifically, I can see where I'm at in the work.
Right. The friends focus group got disconnected. Love of friends, develop love to something outside of me. They're the ones who support this work, who remind me about the importance of this work. They are basically the basis of our work and all of the development.
Yes, a friend said, that's a secret in which the upper force is revealed. This is our goal, our purpose. That's why the means becomes no less important than the goal itself. This is the place where we will discover the upper force to which we yearn. That's why you cannot have the greatness of the friends any less than the importance of the goal. Coleman.
It's also correct to talk about the importance of the Creator, so we don't have the illusion that the friends are more important or less important than the Creator. But this is the importance of the Creator and the importance of the goal, and also the importance of the friends, their efforts to rise above the disturbances they get from the Creator, and the personal example that they give me.
Sean.
Without friends, there is no importance of the goal. This whole reality of is, you know, through that. We have to see. I don't know who's now.
A general question. How do we imagine the group as a flying saucer that's raising us from the level of this world to the level of the spiritual world? Again, how do we see the group as a saucer, or a kli, an instrument that elevates us from the level of this world to the level of the spiritual work? What does it mean to be in a group on the level of this world and to be with the group at a spiritual level? Please.
Everything depends on how much we truly appreciate the ten, the friends. In our personal example, our attitude, everything is really in the attitude. In the corporeal form, it's to get to the meetings, the lessons. In the spiritual realm, it's when you truly care about your friends, see them as great, pray for it to happen.
The group was given to me so I would learn to love the love and my intention, and to
kind of
polish the understanding of what is love, what is the Creator, and how to practically the rules by which we achieve connection.
אני חושב שלפוקוס גרופ צריכים להביא אנשים שיכולים לדבר.
I think that in the focus group there should be people who know how to speak, who speak fluently, so that everyone in the world who don't have a group will hear something that comes out of people. This is how the focus group should be prepared, and not just people who are true and profound and deep, but it's got nothing to do with how they express themselves. Okay, why don't we move on to the next part?
Yeah, we'll go to the next part of the lesson, and before that, sing a nigun.
La 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 la